This is Rock and Roll Radio.
Ein Ende kann ein Anfang sein, auch für dich.
Du redest mit einem Klassenfeind.
Das Problem ist ganz einfach, sehen Sie sich die da an. Die Sprüche hören Sie sich die an. Dumm, dümmer, am dümmsten Antifa.
Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Ja, hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Ausgabe Dr. Rock unterwegs, unsere September-Sendung. An meiner Seite der Captain. Hallo Captain, grüß dich.
Hallo, ich grüße dich, lieber Dr. Rock.
Wir sind tatsächlich unterwegs, haben wieder vorproduziert. Mir fiel auf, wir haben gar nicht so viel Live-Sendung gemacht dieses Jahr. Letztes Jahr auch nicht, ne?
Kann man das an einer gibt Hand. Sicherlich dann eine Rüge, ja. Aber wichtig ist ja, dass man aktuell trotzdem berichtet. Und wir berichten heute brandaktuell.
Genau, dafür fällt leider das Quiz bis auf Weiteres aus. Wer die letzte Sendung gehört hat, da war Betrug im Spiel.
Es gibt dann im Oktober ein Quiz.
Seitens der GWG. Ja, wo sind wir denn heute überhaupt?
Ja, wir sind heute unterwegs. Allerdings haben wir uns nicht allzu weit aus unserer Bubble rausbewegt. Wir sind in der südlichen Innenstadt, in der Ludwigstraße 37, auch bekannt als VL. Weil es hier heute Abend, also wir sind Mittwoch, eine sehr schöne Veranstaltung gibt.
Nämlich ein Konzert mit der israelischen Band Hasewood.
Hasewood, genau. Wir sind jetzt hier schon auf dem Gelände, weil wir hoffen, dass wir die Musikerin gleich noch interviewen können. Aber wie es immer so ist, jetzt ist erstmal Soundcheck, alles verzögert sich. Aber so ist es im Musikbusiness.
Ja, dann machen wir auch Soundcheck, oder? Bietet sich an.
Wir moderieren schon mal ein bisschen drumrum, wie man so schön sagt. Und läuten das Ereignis schon mal mit alkoholfreiem Bier ein.
Sehr gut.
In der Stadt und ich brüte, denk über mein Leben nach und seine Güte. Was war schlecht, was war gut, was war beschissen? Chance verpasst, aber er hat's zugegriffen. So viel Entscheidungen Tag für Tag, dass ich gar nicht mehr entscheiden mag. Da so viel Show ist meist klein und fein, aber eines kann ich mir nicht verzeihen. Stell dir vor, Nirvana spielt in deine Stadt. Come as you are. Sieht so aus, als hätte ich nur diese Chance gehabt. Hab sie verpasst, war ja klar. Unsere alte dreckige Stadt, grau Beton, alles Kohlenstaub matt. An jeder Ecke arbeitsloser Nazi-Skin, stellen Gefahr für Nasen, Bein und Kinn. All meine Freunde waren beim Konzert, hatte keine Kohle, kein Verstand, kein Herz. War ich zu Hause in der Kneipe im Proberaum, sie kam nie wieder, es war der Traum. Stell dir vor, Nirvana spielt in deine Stadt. Come as you are. Sieht so aus, als hätte ich nur diese Chance gehabt. Hab sie verpasst, war ja klar. Geschichte hat sie eine Moral, oder ist es am Ende alles egal? Wo man gewesen ist in dieser Nacht, ist nicht alles erzählt und alles gesagt. Seit dieser Zeit warum hat sich kaum eine Band in meiner Stadt vielleicht während sie trennt. So viele Rockstars kurz vorm Durchbruch gesehen, doch keiner war wie Kurt Cobain.
Right. טובות, עכשיו אני אלך לישון. זה או להיות מקום ראשון, או להיות כישלון.
Ja, wir haben es geschafft. Wir sind jetzt Backstage und warten noch auf die Band, die hoffentlich gleich kommt.
Ja, nach anderthalb Stunden Soundcheck und jetzt sind sie schon wieder verschwunden, aber es ist spannend.
Genau.
Ich bin schon ziemlich aufgeregt. Mein Englisch ist ja nicht das Beste, because I have learned Russian in school.
Oh, yes. That's very good also. Aber, also ich denke, es geht gleich los. Wir werden gleich die Gelegenheit haben, Hayes A. Wood. Zu interviewen.
Ich glaube, Hayes A. Wood.
Können wir ja gleich fragen. Und spielen jetzt noch mal kurz Musik, vielleicht von Hayes A. Wood.
Das würde sich anbieten.
Und sind dann gleich mit der Band für euch da.
Oh!
like by name. My name is Ifat.
What instrument do you play?
Yeah, I'm singing and play guitar.
My name is Nofar Tom, and I'm playing the synths and the guitars.
I'm Talia Ishai, and I'm playing bass and also singing.
My name is Or, and I play the guitar and sing.
So you describe yourself as a rock band and also as an independent female collective. So my first question is, are you more a band like a gang, or you're more an open collective where members come and go?
This band is exists many years, I think over than 15 years. So the band members change over the years, and this group are playing many years together, and we're doing everything by ourselves. We're completely independent, so we're doing everything from booking in Europe to have video clips and thinking about ideas and doing community meetings and workshops. So it's it's us with some of our friends together helping that. Yeah, I think that's the collective thing. You have something more?
I think that the point of the collective is that we're making a cooperation with a lot of artists, our friends, former band members, and also others, great artists, if it's in video clips, if it's in the art, if it's everything. So, this is the cooperation thing, okay. I think.
So you five are the band, but you have a lot of friends or a network.
Who helps community.
The community.
Genau.
So your music has so many influences. So how do you write your songs? Is this more one person is coming with the idea, or is this more in process, creative process where you come together with your music?
I think a lot of times Ifat is coming with the song or with ideas, and then we put into it music together. And then sometimes, for example, we recorded a mini album that is really weird and will be released sometimes in a shelter, and we just went in together and did it all in the moon. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the two albums, it's the lyrics of Ifat, and I think we put into it together a lot of life.
Yeah, what was really interesting is that the last album, Zemayesh, was recorded in our music producer studio. So we got we did something, we worked on the song, and then we came to the studio and we recreated it to a better and new thing. In 1 day or 2 days,
straight. No, we were the recording of the album 1 day before the war was started, of course, and it was already 3 years ago. And so we delayed everything, and we need to reorganize everything, the recording and how to do that. And so it took longer, and also new songs was written during this time, and yeah, but it took much longer than was expected.
Click, click. relate. Yes.
You sing in Hebrew, so we have some problems to understand what your songs are about. So my question is, what are your lyrics? What are the lyrics or the texts on your album Semayesh?
The lyrics of the album, I guess it's a lot about gaps, somehow like between the inside to the outside, like the inside feelings and word, and between like the outside words somehow. It's a lot about like our lives, I guess. It's very personal. And what else? What can I say about the... We got everything translated also. yeah, we had like a new fanzine right now that we translated all the lyrics. Mm-hmm. Because we really wanted people to understand, of course, the lyrics of the album. Yeah, I think it's about being individual and being like the gap between being individual and being a group, between the inside, the outside, like all these gaps between what you should be and people expect you to be, and what happened in the inside, and like trying to finding out who you are in this world. Kind of, yeah.
Okay. This singer from Israel, Noga Eretz.
Yeah.
She said at a concert in Tel Aviv, I saw it at the internet, that she have problems after the October 7th to get bookings in Europe, especially on festivals. Did you have also such experience? Is it difficult to find places to play?
Talia?
What are more difficult after?
I think we can all feel that the environment all over the world is getting more extreme, and it takes slowly like water down the ground, slowly drifting into it, and we can all... So Noga Eretz is a much bigger audience and artist than us, so I think the biggest artist was the one who felt it first, and I think we can also feel it more and more now, because it's getting more extreme. I think that a lot of people also hugged us and was supportive that time, especially in Germany, I must say, but also other places. So we still did a lot of tours. We did like something like 8 tours in the last 2 years since the war started, and we hope it. We always say that music is about connecting people, and if someone will not book a band that is coming to make a show that most of it is about really connecting people and peace, then it's really a shame. So we hope it will not keep going in that direction.
Ironically, Noga Eretz is also cancelled in Israel for speaking up against what's happening at the war in Gaza. Yeah, so it's you can't win, basically.
But now she will come to a tour to Berlin and to Europe.
I think she is doing shows and keeping going.
I have tickets for Berlin, so
nice.
Yeah, she have like a huge tour.
Noga Eretz have many fans in Turkey and also in Iran. Do you have also fans in countries where you didn't expect it, or where the governments are not in friendship? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I can say that it's not like we didn't expect it, because we know that the people are amazing, and it's not they're not the government. We have friends from all over, also from Palestine, which will be like the most extreme, let me say, friendship between Israel. But we have friends from Egypt and from Turkey and from Iran. There was actually one night that Iran was booming Israel, and Israel was, course, planning to, not of course, I don't know what they're in their mind, but planning to put back. And me and another friend from Iran was staying in the same apartment in Berlin. And we were like, oh my God, I worry about my family. And he was like, yeah, I worry about my family. So yeah, the people is not the government. Yeah. And we have a lot of friends.
I saw you live in Leipzig in April, and you have such incredible energy on stage. So my interpretation is that you, all the madness and maybe also sadness in your country, and this is like an outlet for this madness and sadness you have to suffer from. My German is not so, my English is not so the best, but you understand what I mean.
Crazy, like, and madness and sadness from the place we're coming from. So the energy is like to put out.
Things are very complex, and we like feeling so many kind of feelings and having so many kinds of experiences, and especially in the last years, but also, like, I think since the day we were born, like, in this region, like, unfortunately, we had many wars all over, all the time, and it's so sad that it's like that. And so we are, like, experienced many kind of, like, feelings, like, huge hope and huge sorrow and huge sadness, and then, like, so many things. And I think when you're on stage, like everything you're feeling becomes super extreme. That's what's also very beautiful in performance and people on stage that take everything they have and make it out as much as they can to heal themselves and make people connect to this kind of energy. And I think that's why people can connect this energy even though they're not understanding the language, because they feel, I guess, the energy that people can feel so many kinds of feelings together in the same body, in the same soul. I hope it's answered the question.
Absolutely, thank you.
So I think we have not so much time, but my next question is about your workshops. You not only do shows and live shows, you also do workshops. What happened there?
We're doing workshops only in Israel, also in Israel and also in Europe. And in Europe, it's during our tours, of course, and we're meeting with different kinds of groups. It can be teenagers, it can be adults, it can be mixture group, in schools, in cultural organizations, institutes, and so on. And we're talking about us, about our lives, about how it's to be in a band, in a group, the way we creating music a bit. Also, we're talking about the situation in Israel, of course, and about, I think, and I guess, especially the way to make a change in this world by coming together and using human connection and using art and use music and to make a change. And we always say in our shows that the changes, like the real ones, they are coming from people, not from the governments. Mm-hmm. They're coming, first of all, from people, and then they choose the leaders. So we really believe in this kind of change that is coming from people just sitting together and feeling together. And that's why it's super important for us to keep like meeting people, not only in concerts, but also in workshops. And it's like safe space for everyone to come with questions, with opinions, and we're sitting together. And it's super special because we're talking a lot about peace, about change, about things that sometimes, like in this chaos, you're not like holding inside. And I think it's super unique to have this kind of space.
So my last question is about the music scene in Israel. Israel is not such a big country, it's more a little country. And so are there any opportunities, any clubs outside of Tel Aviv where you can play? Is it possible or is...
Yeah, of course, there are a lot of venues. It's a small country, but because of that means that there are also a lot of musicians and enough stages for everyone. Mostly in central cities, but not only. You have room for a lot of genres. There are plenty of venues outside Tel Aviv.
Okay, I can add to that I think... there are many, many really talented musician and music scene all over, because like you said before, when so much is happening, you have so much to take out.
Yeah.
And also the mixture of the culture from all over the world that came to live in Israel became to a beautiful culture.
Mm-hmm.
But of course that there are different things that are more important now for all of the country. So regarding money and regarding space and regarding appreciation, then the culture is not in the top priority now. And this is the thing. And also a very nice festivals that are supposed to happening, they're not happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that in good days, the culture is amazing, and I wish for it to get back there.
How famous are you in Israel?
Very famous.
Very famous.
We're the biggest band in Israel.
The biggest. The only, actually.
Okay.
After Noga Erez.
Who?
So, did you have a radio airplay or something like that?
What?
Radio airplay?
Like live on radio?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, of course. A lot of times.
Okay. And is this possible for you to make a living from your music? Or do you have other jobs?
You should ask my mom. She will.
Yeah, I think that as Talia said before, like the times in terms of the music industry and the art industry are very hard right now. And it, like, you know, because all the war, like, it got really low priority. So it got really hard. Like, this is the first thing that is being cancelled. Like, the corona, so you don't have shows anymore. And then the war, and you don't have shows anymore.
Yeah, it's like, in normal times, most of us work in music-related things. Yeah. Or as a sound engineer. Talia is a production musician. Like, we're all Nofar also. Ifat does PR and assisting and like video editing, and we're just like, everyone is really working in the field of culture and music and art and production.
But it's not easy.
But it's not right easy.
Yeah,
it's tricky because that's what you want to do, and we find our ways to do it. But it's definitely not prioritized or funded. All right, yeah. But like you do it anyway. You just find ways.
Okay.
I teach the drums. I less perform, but I teach the drums. Yeah. You find your ways to do what you love,
but
it's not
difficult.
It's not the easiest.
It's not easy.
To make a living out of.
Yeah.
I guess anywhere, but yeah, under war, it's even harder.
Okay, let's hope things will change and everything's coming again in bloom.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. So make a wish. What would you like to hear on radio? Or you just could write it down?
Of course. Can I have Skater Boy or Fabri Levy?
Skater Boy?
Yeah.
It was a Skater Boy.
It's a
Skater Boy? Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, Skater Boy von Avril Lavigne.
Ach so, okay.
Yeah.
Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, we know it. Kannst du dir merken, oder?
Kong Kong Queen. Yeah.
She wrote it down.
Okay.
Yeah. he's just a boy and I'm just a girl. Can I make it any more obvious? We are in love. Haven't you heard how we rock each other's world? I'm with the skater boy. I said see you later, boy. I'll be backstage after the show. I'll be at the studio singing the song we wrote about the girl you used to know. I'm with the skater boy. I said see you later, boy. I'll be backstage after the show. I'll be at the studio singing the song we wrote about the girl you used to
כפתורים. לפעמים אני שוכחת שהכל זה רק מים. שעון לא מכוון, כף יד מונחת על
Thank you.
Ja, das war's wieder mal mit Dr. Rock unterwegs.
Ein toller Abend, geht zu Ende. Wir waren hier live im VL und haben ein tolles Konzert gesehen von Heißt
war du gut? Richtig, richtig gut. Also nicht genau. Nur richtig, richtig gut, sondern super.
Die Energie, Wahnsinns Energie auf der Bühne und
musikalisch auch top.
Genau, die können einfach auch spielen.
Ja.
Ja, und bringen einem Wahnsinns-Power rüber. Und das Konzert ging direkt über in einen Art Rave.
Ja, entschuldigt unser Englisch.
Direkt rüber in einen Rave und ja, geil.
Easy Bollerkan.
Also besser geht's nicht auf Mittwochabend.
Ja, wir danken fürs Zuhören. Und wenn ihr die Möglichkeit habt, Hazelwood live zu sehen, dann macht das unbedingt.
Macht das unbedingt, ja. Und danke ans VL, dass sie es hier veranstaltet haben auf dem Mittwoch. Wirklich super.
Ja, danke fürs Zuhören. Es geht weiter mit Ground Loop.
Und ja, nicht die anderen.
Nee, Ground Loop.
Waschmaschine.
Nee, ich habe extra nachgeguckt. Ground Loop. Hört weiterhin Radio Korax. Wir kümmern uns jetzt noch ein bisschen um unseren Tretbootverleih und hören uns dann wieder im Oktober.
Im Oktober.
Mit Quiz.
Mit Quiz dann.
Ohne Betrug.
Absolut.
Macht's gut. Tschüss.
Ey, was willst du mal werden, wurde ich früher oft gefragt. Ich war nicht einmal ein Schüler und hab früh Rentner gesagt. Irgendwann wurde ich ein Rapper, aber ist auch langsam gut jetzt. Hip-Hop ist nur irgendein Relikt aus meiner Jugend. Wenn ich damit aufhöre, bin ich frei und so erleichtert. Genau wie Klaas Relotius, als es endlich vorbei war. Alle Räder stehen still, wenn mein schwacher Arm es will. Ich brauch nur das WLAN-Passwort, dann wird jahrelang gechillt. Ich bin Kolja Podkovic, ihr dürft nicht mehr Kolja sagen. Ich werd meine Sachen packen, dann werde ich drei Kreuze machen. Wer ist so bescheuert und hört auf, wenn es am schönsten ist. Ich hör auf, falls mir zu blöde wird. Ich verdiene Größeres.
Wenn das hier vorbei ist, wenn das hier vorbei, wenn das hier vorbei ist, dann haben wir frei.
Wir melken die Kuh, die Antilopenkuh. Ist der Eimer voll, dann haben wir Ruhe.
Wenn das hier vorbei ist, wenn das hier vorbei, wenn das hier vorbei ist, dann haben wir frei.
Wenn das Pferd stirbt, satteln wir um. Antilopen machte reich, Antilopen machte dumm.
Wenn das hier vorbei ist, mach ich Tretboote klein. Meinem Tretbootverleih unten am Treptower Park. Chill am Steg jeden Tag. Natty Dread aus der Box. An der Wand hängt ein Foto vom Splash-Auftritt Flop. Als Mahnung und Warnung, nie mehr zurück. Ja, ich war da und es war widerwärtig. Aber das ist dann vorbei, ja. Ich bin Tretbootverleiher und schaukel mir am Steg meine sehr großen Füße. Ist dann mein Niveau. Sucht euch einen anderen Rapper für das Feuilleton. Sucht euch einen anderen für Gesellschaftskritiken. Zu mir könnt ihr kommen, um ein Tretboot zu mieten.
Wenn das hier vorbei ist, wenn das hier vorbei, wenn das hier vorbei ist, dann haben wir frei.
Wir melken die Kuh, die Antilopenkuh. Ist der Eimer voll, dann haben wir Ruhe.
Wenn das hier vorbei ist, wenn das hier vorbei, wenn das hier vorbei ist, dann haben wir frei.
Wenn das Pferd stirbt, satteln wir um. Antilopen machte reich, Antilopen machte dumm.
Wenn das hier vorbei ist, ist es nicht vorbei. Ich mach immer weiter, im Zweifel auch allein. Gib mir nur einen Schein oder zwei, ich bin dabei. Triff mich bei der Autohauseröffnung, ich betreibe Leichenfläderei. Snapback, Cap, leicht schräg und cool auf dem Kopf. Bang, bang, Beate Chappe hört YouTube und Flop. Ibiza, Pizza und all die alten Hits. Was ist die Uni? Ich will alle Hände sehen in Garmisch-Partenkirchen. Mit meinen alten Bandkollegen hab ich mich zerstritten. Ich mach Antilopengang allein, als Tanzbär für die Kirmes trollt. Panikpanzer ist nicht würdevoll.
Wenn das hier vorbei ist, wenn das hier vorbei, wenn das hier vorbei ist, dann haben wir frei.
Wir melken die Kuh, die Antilopenkuh. Ist der Eimer voll, dann haben wir Ruhe.
Wenn das hier vorbei ist, wenn das hier vorbei, wenn das hier vorbei ist, dann haben wir frei.
Wenn das Pferd stirbt, satteln wir um. Antilopen machte reich, Antilopen machte